This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hamas has released another hostage video of two men they've been holding since attacking Israel October 7th. The video was shown tonight in Tel Aviv on Hostage Square, where family members and friends called on the Israeli government to reach a deal with Hamas to bring them home, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Chants of "home now" rippled through the crowd after thousands of Israelis watched the hostage video on huge TV screens not far from Israel's defense ministry. Yuval Sagiv was there holding up a sign for one of his wife's colleagues, American hostage Keith Siegel.
It's not a celebration, but it was a very optimistic moment to hear him today.
Another hostage, Omri Miran, was also seen in the video released by Hamas, and his father told the crowd that the Israeli government has been talking about the pressure Israel is exerting on Hamas, but it's been 7 months and the hostages are still there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Hamas says it's reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, and Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah, which is on the border with Egypt. The Israeli military has massed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles in southern Israel close to Rafah and hit locations in the city in near daily airstrikes. The Education Department's top student loans official is stepping down in June. And Pierre Sequoia Carrillo reports this comes amid a tenuous admissions cycle for prospective college students.
Richard Cordray will no longer be in charge of the federal student loan program come June. The Education Department announced his departure on Friday, as many students around the country are still waiting for their student loan packages, months behind schedule. Cordray oversaw the bumpy rollout of a revamped federal student aid form this year. Delays and processing errors have been ever-present, forcing colleges to move back their acceptance deadlines. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
People in Omaha, Nebraska are combing through the rubble after a tornado plowed through the area yesterday, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through residential areas and farmland. Governor Jim Pillen.
I had a call from the President of the United States. We were out, so I did not get it, but he left the message. Federal government is here to help us every single step of the way, and we'll be having declarations soon.
This was part of multiple tornadoes yesterday that hit Nebraska and Iowa. Pillen says there were minor injuries from the storms. Today, tornado watches stretch from Texas to Iowa. The National Weather Service says more than 50 million people are under threat of severe weather from the Southern Plains to the Great Lakes region, with large hail, heavy rains, and destructive winds possible. You're listening to NPR News. The Pentagon is sending more weapons to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is sending $6 billion in weapons, including additional Patriot missiles. He called it the biggest military weapons package so far. It's the second time this week that the Pentagon provided Ukraine with new aid from the $61 billion foreign aid bill passed by Congress earlier this week. Grizzly bears will be reintroduced to the Northern Cascades National Park in Washington state. Federal officials announced that decision earlier this week, and it comes after a half century of planning and debate around these predators of the West. John Ryan of member station KUOW has more.
Federal biologists plan to airlift up to 7 of the big bears into the park each summer for the next 5 to 10 years. Grizzlies need big wild country to survive, and the North Cascades region has some of the biggest chunks of wildland south of Alaska. Many rural residents living nearby have opposed the plan, citing the danger of bears attacking hikers or farmers. Wildlife officials say attacks are unlikely, especially if people learn how to avoid provoking the bears. The federal plan treats the Cascades grizzlies as an experimental population without all the protections endangered species usually get. That gives officials flexibility in managing or even killing any problem grizzlies. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.
President Biden is attending the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington tonight, where he will be gently roasted by the host, Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.